Tonight is the blue moon, and as KDLG's Celeste Novak reports, much of the mystery around the blue moon is folklore.
Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining.
The blue moon has an illustrious reputation. The words blue moon have been used to name a variety of things, from songs to beer and software to cafes. Blue moon has a connotation of something special or rare, but oddly, it is neither. The usage of the term blue moon has been around for hundreds of years, but the meaning has changed. Palmer Bailey is known as the Stars and Rocks guy, and he used to teach at the University of Alaska.
In the past, they've been as two full moons occurring within the same season, or four of them within the same three-month period. The current definition of a blue moon is usually accepted is that there are two full moons within one calendar month.
With that comes a mathematical formula to determine how many blue moons will appear in any given year, and even more specifically, when these moons will land on an auspicious date, such as New Year's Eve, which is the case for our last day of 2009. So, is it magic? Maybe not. But it never hurts to believe the blue moon on New Year's Eve will cast a spell for a magical 2010.
And I'm waiting, looking for a new blue moon.
In Dillingham, hoping for a little magic under the blue moon, I'm Celeste Novak.